Ingrid Kreemeyer and Lee Dickerson met during the Berlin airlift of 1949. And over time, they grew to really love one another, and they hoped to marry one day. Uncontrollable events ended up separating them, though, and leaving them in different continents and with different lives. They each continued with their life. They married and had children. 47 years later, both single, their paths crossed again after a search for one another. It was as though 47 years had vanished, they shared. We hugged, kissed, and just held each other. They married on January 2nd, 1997, on the Queen Mary. Ingrid was in a white dress, and Lee was in his Air Force uniform. She was 67, and he was 74. And you know, as I share that story with you here today, this true story, it's amazing how life can be full of surprises and new beginnings. As much as you and I at times in our life might feel like life is over or that door is closed, how often for us, in the most amazing and incredible ways, doors can open again for us and present new beginnings and new opportunities. In our first lesson today in the Song of Solomon, I would invite you to turn your bulletin to that. And in the beginning of this lesson, it talks about the winter being past. Winter is a very powerful season, whether we're talking about that literally or figuratively. As all of us know who are here year-round, one of the reasons some of us moved down here was to get away from that powerful season and to enjoy summer year-round. But during that season of winter, there are very stark changes that take place, don't they? There is freezing cold, there is snow and gray. You maybe don't get outdoors as much as you used to, or at least you go from one warm place to another as quickly as you can. And also during that season of winter, you kind of slow down. In a way, you kind of go into hibernation. You have a time to reflect about things, to think through your life, to maybe rest a little bit more. And it's just a very different season of life. It's a season of reflection versus a season of very, very busy participation, if you will, during spring and summer. And I believe in some way winter grabs a hold of us, again, whether figuratively or literally, it grabs a hold of us and invites us to ask the question, what matters in your life? What's important to you? And after you reflect about that, how are you going to proceed with your life from that point on? A winter well spent will answer those questions. And I believe that one of the great challenges of the culture in which we live, one of the great blessings is technology and information. I mean, my gosh, the things that we're able to know about, the things that we're able to learn about, the cell phones, the computers, the media, just the information explosion is just amazing. But I would just invite you to maybe go to the mall later on today or sometime this week or even some other place where there's a gathering of people. And what you'll notice pretty surely is you're going to see a group of people walking along right by each other. But more often than not now, they're not going to be talking to each other. What are they going to be doing? They're looking at their cell phones, baby. They're going to be texting. They might be right next to each other. They might be in the same house, just one story apart, but they're texting to one another. They're calling each other on the phone. Unfortunately, as they're driving along, I've seen some texting as well, which is such a dangerous thing. But the reality is that we are so busy and so occupied in our lives that a lot of people don't take time to reflect and think. It is really a lost art in our current culture. And I think it's one of the reasons why we are doing some of the mindless, violent things that we are to one another, because we aren't taking time to reflect about our actions before we do them and reflect about our life. So reflection is a very important thing. During those times of reflection, during the winter season, we can celebrate the wonderful things that have taken place in our lives, and we can also reflect on the things that maybe we might like to change. It's a time where we reflect on our joys and our sorrows, our triumphs and our failures, our laughters and our tears. And depending on how powerful those memories are, they can seem like they just happened a moment ago, can't they? And our perspective changes as we take time to reflect. And again, I would challenge you that in those areas that are painful for you, that you have buried and you really don't want to reflect on, those are probably some of the most important areas that you need to look at by God's grace. Because again, as we reflect on our lives, our perspective can change with grace and with age as well. Have you noticed that? The older you get, your perspective on things change. The perspective on something that you would have looked at 17 years old isn't the same that it is when you're 77. Your perspective changes. In fact, you know you're getting older when everything hurts and what doesn't hurt doesn't work. You know you're getting older when you feel like the morning after and you didn't go anywhere the night before. You know you're getting older when your knees buckle and your belt won't. You know you're getting older when you can only burn the midnight oil until 9 p.m. And finally, you know you're getting older when your back goes out more often than you do. And your dreams are reruns. Yes, these are all important indicators, among other things. But I want to be an encouragement to you, whatever age you might be, that your mind is not getting old, really, but keep developing it. For the older people that are in this sanctuary here today, and again, that's a matter of what you consider old, right? You have a wisdom that nobody else has. You have a knowledge and an experience that nobody else is going through, and that is a tremendous gift from God. Your humor is not over. Keep enjoying it. Now, for granted, you might be cracking a joke or sharing something you think is incredibly funny, and nobody else is laughing around you. That's okay. Have a good laugh anyways. Your strength is not gone. Keep using it. Even though you might not have the same strength you used to have in certain areas, as you grow older, there are other areas of strength that you can develop and that you can do. Maybe you don't walk the 5 miles a day, but maybe a mile or two on the treadmill in your home overlooking the bay is a nice compromise. It's a good thing. Your opportunities have not vanished. Keep pursuing them. You know, hope is so important to the human spirit. And time after time, one of the most important things I've noticed, even as I've gone to hospice care with people that are dying and going to give them last rites and all of that, And the doctors and myself and everybody think it's over, have a prayer with them, have a talk with the person, and invariably I'll tell you, the person who has given up hope and just wants to move on with it, is more than likely going to die. That's they're done. But the person who is not done living yet, who is busy talking about this person and their to-do list and all this stuff that they got to still accomplish, tell you what, it's true. They more than likely will not be passing away for a few months when it was supposed to be a few days. Hope is incredibly important. Faith is incredibly important. God is not dead. Keep seeking him. He is the Lord of everybody, whether you're young or you're old, whether you're rich or you're poor, whether you're male or female, wherever you are in your life, he is still the God of the living. He is the God who does the impossible. He looks at death and brings resurrection. He looks at hopelessness and brings faith. And whatever your age is, whatever you're going through, God can meet you exactly at the point of your need and bring you to the next place where you're supposed to be. Renew your vision. That's the invitation of winter. The invitation of winter is not to stay in hibernation. It's not to die. It's not to curl up in the ball and say goodbye to the rest of the world. The purpose of winter in the plans of the kingdom of God for you is that you might go through it and have a renewed vision of life. That some things may pass away and die, and that as the springtime comes, there might be new life and birth in you. And that's what's important for you and I to embrace. Look at the Song of Solomon again. And again, if you haven't read this book again, before because it's in the Old Testament, and everything in the Old Testament is boring and I don't understand it. Go to the Song of Songs. It's a beautiful love story, an allegory of God's great love for his people. Go and read this. It's a beautiful poem. And you'll, as you read through that, your mind will just travel. Highest Feet on High Places is based on this, a wonderful work of allegory that will invite you on a journey from the valleys that you might be walking through to the high places of the living God. Truly inspiring. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come. And the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth its figs, and the vines are in blossom. They give forth fragrance. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. And so we see in this beautiful part of the Song of Songs, we see this transition from winter to spring and summer. We see this transition from death and hibernation and reflection to life and vitality and a spring of newness. And that is the journey of life. And I want to invite you, where again, wherever you are in this life, maybe you've been living in winter in a particular part of your life, I'm inviting you to move on from that. I believe that's what God's speaking to each one of us right now. Whatever your age, move on to the springtime that God has for you. It might just be in one particular area. You might begin to experience new birth in a particular area of your life, but that can bring even greater growth to other areas as well. Maybe you have a sense of, you know what, I need to get out and start walking and get some movement into my life. Then go ahead and start doing it. But Father Joe, I haven't done that before. I don't know how to do it. I'm not sure how far I can go. Just get out and start doing it. Put one foot out in front of another and just begin to move in that direction. Do not be afraid of the inspiration that comes your way. Do not be afraid of change. That is the one thing we as people hate the most. And yet it is one of the most important things that needs to happen in our lives. Especially the change that you're afraid of and you don't want to make. But I've never done that before, Father Joe. Exactly. It's exactly right. But that's where your change is. That's where the new birth is. It wouldn't be new birth if you weren't moving in a new direction. It wouldn't be a new springtime if you weren't entering into a new dimension of your life. And so these are all important indicators of where you are. Springtime is the season of the new. Embrace the surprise of your new beginnings and embrace God's love guiding and leading you in that. You'll notice again in the Song of Songs, arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. One of the good things about this journey into springtime and new beginnings is the Lord is not calling you to walk this journey alone, but he's inviting you to arise with him, to stand up with him in the springtime of your life, in these new beginnings that are coming your way, and to journey with him, to journey in love, to walk in love more deeply with him and with one another. And again, I say to us in this moment, in our culture, in our world, how desperately is that needed? Even among the people of God, how desperately is a new vision needing to be birthed in our hearts to be able to see our culture in a new way that we might be able to address what is going on with love? Well, we need some creativity there right now. We need godly inspiration for that right now. We need godly power. We need godly breakthrough. We need the light of God to shatter the darkness, literally, to shatter it, to change it, to bring lightness into that dark and just shake it and let the light remain and grow and deepen. I have an idea of what some of that looks like, but just an idea. And I believe some of you have other pieces of the puzzle as well. The answer isn't going to lie in just one person, but it's going to lie in a community of faith coming together, walking into the new beginnings that God has for you and for me. And so I want to ask you here today, are you open to the springtime of your life? Are you open to the new beginnings that God has uniquely for you this day?